from Tibbetts on December 12, 2011. This is iCal and Snow Leopard Can Participate in iCloud, written by Adam C. Angst. The extent to which Apple is pushing Mac users to macOS 10 10.7 Lion continues to befuddle many people for whom upgrading to Lion from 10.6 Snow Leopard is impossible, not feasible, or simply undesirable at this particular juncture. Certainly, if there's a new technology that simply can't be applied retroactively to Snow Leopard, that would make sense. But in the case of calendar sharing and iCloud, Apple's compatibility and transigence seems almost capricious, given the standards involved. I wrote last week about how BusyMac's BusyCal can be used to work around iCloud's Lion requirements, since BusyCal works perfectly with iCloud under Lion, Snow Leopard, and even 10.5 Leopard. That particular magic comes in part from the cleverness of BusyCal's creators, for sure, but also in part because BusyCal supports the CalDAV standard for calendaring, and iCloud, as was the new MobileMe before it, is a CalDAV server. Hang on a second. Isn't Apple's own iCal and Snow Leopard a CalDAV client? If iCal could connect to the CalDAV-based MobileMe, why can't it connect to iCloud? The short answer is, it can. Apple just doesn't make it easy. Thanks to alert reader Thomas Armbruster, whose comment on my BusyCal article got me looking into this topic. The hard part of configuring iCal under Snow Leopard to work with iCloud is that you have to know certain server configuration settings. Maggie McPhee has a blog post that provides instructions in setting up Snow Leopard's iCal to talk with iCloud, and Macworld's macOS 10 Hints also has some instructions. However, I'm not certain that either of them still work, since the tricks they suggest for finding the name of your particular iCloud server don't seem to reveal the necessary details anymore. Luckily, if you also have access to iCal on a Mac running Lion, there's an easier approach. First, for safety's sake, back up your iCal data on the Mac running Snow Leopard by choosing File, Export, iCal Archive. Keep that file handy in case you want to revert to your old settings and calendars, since you'll be overwriting everything with the next steps. 1. In an iCloud-enabled iCal in Lion, choose File, Export, iCal Archive, and save the iCal Archive. 2. Copy the resulting file to your Mac running Snow Leopard. 3. Choose File, Import, Import, and select the iCal Archive from the Lion Mac. 4. Open iCal's Account Preferences, iCal Preferences Accounts, and on the Account Information view, enter your iCloud password. At least in my testing, that field was blank after import. Just for giggles, click Server Settings to see the server address and path that are otherwise difficult or even impossible to come by. Once I did this import, export, and import, and re-entered my iCloud password, iCal and Snow Leopard worked perfectly with iCloud, both sending and receiving events. Since using iCal makes my teeth hurt no matter what the operating system, I'll be sticking with BusyCal, but hopefully this will help people who would prefer to get Snow Leopard Max calendars on iCloud for free. So, I can hear you saying, what about Address Book in Snow Leopard? It's a CardDAV client, isn't it? You had to ask, didn't you? The short answer is that this export from Lion, import into Snow Leopard approach doesn't work for Address Book. Certain server settings still don't come over properly. However, it may be possible to edit those settings, like the ones I showed above, in the relevant configuration.plist file manually, as roughly outlined on this blog post that you can find in the web article. Luckily, you don't need to use the command line. Any text editor will do. I followed the post's directions and got my copy of Address Book to read data from iCloud once, but it won't bring in or send out changes, rendering it rather useless. Others have gotten this hack to work. This Mac Rumors discussion offers more detail, but I'm not sure what's different on my Mac. If I can figure out a reproducible set of steps, I'll write more. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening. If only Apple were actually listening to those of us who want to keep using Snow Leopard for some reason or another.